Alex has asked me to read the passage of Scripture. It's taken from Revelation 22, from verses 6 down to 21. And it says, then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of prophecy in this book. And now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, and sexually immoral, and murderers, and idolaters. And whoever loves and practices is alive. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who says, who hears, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him come to the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book of life. And from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I'll just pray for Alex and take over. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I pray that you would bless Alex this morning, Father. Lord, I pray that you would, Lord, that your Spirit would just take over him this morning, Father. Lord, as he opens his mouth, Father, that you would fill it, Lord. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be on him, Father. Lord, bless him this morning as he brings the word. Encourage him, Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 Hi, can everyone hear me? Yeah. Great. Wow, end of Revelation. Pretty powerful stuff. I remember when I first read Revelation, it was so powerful. But it's really difficult in this day and age to be a strong Christian. As I find it's difficult to be a strong Christian in this day and age. And also, how are we meant to get the best possible rewards in heaven? Especially in this day and age. And I just find that, obviously, it is very difficult. But firstly, I think being honest with Jesus is the start to have a great relationship with Jesus. Just like husband and wife, trust, I think, is really, really important. And go from there, you know, be honest, say how you feel. You know, if you come home from work and you've had a tired day, especially if you're not working in a Christian environment, it's very difficult to, you know, when you come back home and you've got targets to meet in a day, it is very difficult. You know, I've got to be the Bible, I've got to pray, So I just find it really healthy just to be honest with Jesus, just to feel how you feel in that day. And then once I do that, once I chat with him, once I feel I don't read my Bible today, or want to pray today, or I don't feel like I want to, you know, be a Christian or something, I think it's, you know, once that happens to me, then I feel Jesus values me. I feel that Jesus loves me. And then once that happens, I feel that I want to pray more, a bit more, pray and read my Bible a bit more, even 30 seconds ago, I didn't want to. And that just proves Jesus' love for us. And so I think that's really important. And also because Jesus wants us to get the best possible, you know, when we go to heaven, we want Jesus to, you know, to say, well done. You know, Jesus wants that for us. So I think that's really important, to just to be honest with him. And especially putting it on the armour of God is really important, especially in this day and age with temptations, just other things going around the place in this world. So, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, I didn't really think that people on the arm of God was that important. But I feel it really is important because Satan is very, very deceptive. Especially this day and age when you go in out your car, you drive to work and someone cuts in front of you, or someone shouts at you or beeps at you when you're sort of the light's green and you think, oh, idiot. Just stuff like that, you know. But that can lose your peace. And when you go to work, your boss isn't that nice. You know, you've got tugs, and that sort of Christian thing sort of evaporates a bit more, and you know, it gets to lunchtime and you're sort of so focused on your job and so focused on your targets. So I think that's why the armor is so important, because God doesn't want to hurt you, but Satan does. And I think that's where it's really important to put on the armor of God every morning, and that is a very powerful tool to stop Satan coming in and being deceptive towards you. I think that's really, really important. Also, the third thing I want to talk about is about money, especially when I was 17. You know, seeing people go to top universities, seeing my friends go to top universities, seeing my friends earning top money in London, I was like, well, what about me? You know, what am I doing? And I just felt God say to me that it's not about money. You know, it's not about, my mate's got a nicer car or a nicer house or whatever. It's about everyone being equal. And no one is a better person than anybody else. And I just felt Jesus say to me that everyone's equal. No one's better than anybody else. And also, money brings short-term happiness. So, for example, you know, if I buy a car, I bought a car for Naomi a few months ago. She loved it very much. But I can guarantee you that when I first got a car, I was very happy with it. But now, I was like, am I as happy when I first bought it? If I'm honest, I don't think I am. So that just proves though that money doesn't bring you long-term happiness. So that proves that money, even how much you have, how little you have, it is a short-term fix. And that's where the Holy Spirit can give you long-term happiness. And you feel really, really happy. And you feel very, very satisfied with that. And money cannot do that. It doesn't matter if you're Donald Trump, Alan Sugar, Richard Branson. It can't do that. You know, because they aren't Christians and we are. And we have the Holy Spirit with us, which is a very, very powerful tool. And they don't have it. They might have boats, they might have cars, they might have whatever, they don't have Jesus. They don't have the key that gives you long-term happiness. And And that's why you see all these people who are millionaires take drugs, commit suicide, because they want the they want the satisfaction, but they can't seem to have it. And they think, if I have this next boat or have this next major car, it will give me that fix. But it doesn't do that. Only Jesus does that. And that's where the rewards is key, because when you read the Bible, when you pray, when you care for people, when you help in the community, when you invite people around your house, you're going to get the rewards. And that's what we are going to get. And unfortunately, if those people who really don't come to Jesus, they're not going to get into the kingdom of God. And we are. That doesn't mean to say that, you know, because all you know. But, you know, that's just to say that we are, as Christians, really, really important to Him. And He wants the best for us. And that's why being honest is really important. Because once we're honest, then He can get to work in us and inside us. And then it goes on from there. So, thank you very much.